This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are seeing multiple reports that people are suffering from eclipse sickness. The eclipse hasn't even started yet, people. I think it's going to be able to see it in Texas first, ends in Maine. It's going to happen over the next couple hours. But there is such a thing being coined called eclipse sickness, where some people get their period today. If I got my period today, that would be to me apocalyptic. Honestly, I don't know how that would happen. That'd be an act of God. I don't know why that would happen. But so some people are saying their menstrual cycles are off. They're emotional. They have headaches, insomnia. We haven't even started yet. It hasn't even started yet. Remember I told you guys with Friday the 13th, it was more the thought of Friday the 13th that got people into trouble and anxious than actual Friday the 13th, even though there was some data saying there were more accidents. Why? Was it something that the calendar did, or was it just people were so obsessed with it? And I guess people obsessed with eclipses, you know, or maybe they just want to use it as an excuse to call out of work. Now, a lot of us in Nevada, we won't get to see totality. So what do you say if you want to go outside at 11:20 a.m. to roughly see what's happening and all the, you know, the big deal, the hype? Well, you could say, well, I have a headache, or I got my period, or I have diarrhea. But I have been asked, what about our pets? Well, what happens with our pets? And I told you, the time change we do with the spring forward and the fall back, it's flipping ridiculous. I can't stand the time changes, and it does affect your pets. Your pets don't understand why you're still in bed when it's feeding time. They want rub tummy at 6 a.m. They don't care that it's daylight savings time change. They want rub tummy. I tried to take a nap yesterday, and the cats just lost it. They were trying to wake me up going, this isn't right. You never take a nap at this time of day. Something's wrong. Wake up. So, but with an eclipse, your animals don't usually look at the sun. So you don't have to worry about getting eclipse glasses for your pets. They're probably not going to wear them. Remember there were people trying to put COVID masks on their pets? Didn't really work. Yeah. All right. They might notice that things are darker, that it might get dark. Some animals might be very in tune to that. Some birds may switch directions flying. Some ducks might quack differently. Your pets may be like, should I go pee-pee house now because it's already dark? And that's what I do when mommy's in bed. I'll go pee-pee house because I don't feel like going outside because it's too cold. They could. The totality of the moon covering the sun will provide some darkness and some interesting darkness, kind of like Truman Show darkness when it's not supposed to be dark. So, yes, there can be some anxiety with your pets. Absolutely. It's very short-lived. And for those of you who live in cloudy areas, you know, it's not always sunny where I live. And when clouds come in, and it's a little darker, or sometimes the sky looks orange because there's a wildfire nearby or whatever. I think the animals get used to it. So most animals get used to changes. You know, they might look around. Really, what the animals are going to do is they're going to look at you. And if you are not freaking out, they're not going to freak out. When I get a little nervous, I notice my animals pick up on that. You know, like when I'm giggling at something, I notice the animals are happy when they hear me giggle. You know, when I start to talk, I you know, every now and then the accent comes out, and they know that that means, you know, something different than, well, actually, when I'm mad, the accent comes out. So then they're a little nervous about that, because then I'm yelling, because somebody did pee-pee house. But, you know, for those of you that are currently feeling sick from eclipse sickness, I'm not trying to diminish that. If you're feeling ill, you're feeling ill, and it might be that you are either A, overwhelmed with all the hype over it, or you are very, 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 very sensitive to changes astronomically, and it could happen. I got to tell you, I could be feeling great, and then a patient tells me about their migraine and feeling like there's an ice pick in their head, and all of a sudden my head will start hurting. You know, that I really do believe that there are certain triggers that could cascade into a syndrome. And I always had a very tough time treating migraine patients because I would have my migraines, you know, controlled. I hated taking migraine medicine. I hated taking Tylenol and Motrin. I would be set. I would be good. And then all of a sudden somebody would talk about their migraine and boom. So, you know, if you are that sensitive, my recommendation would be we got to start working on resilience. You know, I didn't overcome migraines until I gained a resilience. You know, I can't hide from anybody talking about a headache or every commercial about a headache. We have to figure out a resilience in terms of that. So I don't think we're going to have another total eclipse until, I think, what, 2075? But there's going to be something everybody's going to be all freaked out about. Oh, yay, we're going to see a meteor shower. Or, you know, there might be a asteroid coming near us. Or, you know, and so if you are that, shall we say, sensitive, then there are things you could do. For those of you who are nauseated, well, you could maybe eat a low-fat diet. Then maybe have foods like peppermint and things like that that might diminish your nausea. If you're a headache prone, then maybe make sure you get some extra sleep. Maybe take a hot shower always helps me with my headache. Music, good music, you know. So it is a phenomenon. It's something, but, you know, and I think some people, they want to call out of work. Okay. And so let it happen. You know, if they want to say, I got eclipse syndrome, I need to call out of work because I want to see the, you know, the, as a boss, I know it sucks, but yeah, you're to fight it and discredit it, it's just not worth it. So that's all I have to say on that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Trump campaign this weekend raised over $50 million at his Florida fundraiser, a historic fundraising event. President Biden, I believe, had Obama and Clinton at his event, and he brought in $25 million. So to see Trump's campaign raise double that in a fundraiser at Palm Beach, Florida, was pretty impressive, smashing records for both Republicans and Democrats. And it took place at a private home in Palm Beach. It was actually hosted by billionaire and hedge fund founder John Paulson. There was about 100 or so guests. I think Steve Wynn might have been there, Bigelow Aerospace founder and President Robert Bigelow, former U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. I'm reading this from Fox News. And so seeing that, you know, they were able to bring in that support was pretty impressive. Now, they say that Trump has to close the gap, which still has some closing to do. Apparently, Biden has raised over $192 million as compared to $93 million for Trump. But when you look at this amount of money, you know, and you see our bridges collapsing, and you see the poverty and our medical centers and medical care a mess, it does kind of blow your mind that this is the type of money that has to be raised for this next election. I mean, we are looking at millions upon millions of dollars, and we haven't even begun. After the conventions, and they hit the ground as hard as possible, you know, before Election Day, it is going to be a lot of money. And the only reason why I am not in complete distress looking at these numbers and how much we spend on elections is reportedly this money does, you know, if money's going to media for commercials and for, then, you know, it's hiring people in the media. People are getting jobs. People have to make the commercials. So there are some individuals, but wow, when you look at the millions upon millions of dollars to spend for an ad just to have it placed, and you look at that money going, gosh, where else could it go? But Trump needs this money, especially since he keeps getting hit so hard. I think his first presidential campaign in 2016, he didn't ask for donations. He's like, guys, I got enough money for now. You don't have to. And then later he's like, it looks like I'm going to need to. Also, if you're a smart businessman, then, you know, if you're allowed to use donations for your campaign and you don't have to go through your personal coffers, you know, might as well, especially since people were begging to give him money. And he ends up winning. And so, you know, he's got a lot of legal battles that he is just, I've never seen somebody stand up so tall against all these adversaries. It's amazing what they're throwing at him. And, I mean, he has no choice but to run. I mean, for redemption, for him to prove that America really wanted him still and didn't want Biden, he's got to win this next election to prove his case right. And so it's, I know there's still debate on how fair the election was and if mail-in ballots were a legit way for people to get their vote through. And there's been a lot of issues, even issues with my mail-in ballot that question the integrity of the election. Trump has to win to justify and validate him saying, look, I should have never been kicked out of the presidency. So, he's going for broke, and it is going to take a lot of money. That GoFundMe fundraiser to help him with some of his legal expenses got up to about $2 million. It's still rising, but not enough to cover the $345 million judgment that he was able to get reduced in terms of bond to $175. It's actually, I think it was a $145 million judgment. So, all eyes are on this election, and it's fascinating to see wealthy, wealthy people and the money they're putting into this. I mean, is the Biden bet a sure bet? Probably not. I mean, I've never seen a president with such low poll numbers and such discontent from people and such incompetence, but people are donating money. They have extra money to spend. I mean, me, I don't have a lot of money to spend, and I don't like to donate during campaign years. I'm sorry. I'd rather donate the money to charities. I'd rather donate the money to, you know, Opportunity Village, help out Vitalant or Red Cross. That's just me. Nothing against Trump or Biden. It's just, if I don't have, you know, that much extra money to spend, and I know, and I'm not, you know, for those of you supporting your presidential candidates, all the power to you, and I appreciate you doing that. But I just can't live with myself not putting extra money I have into charity. You know? And it's, yeah, I'm not, So, and hey, look, I've been paying my taxes, so Biden's getting that money. I bought some of the Donald Trump stock before it was his stock. What was it? I forget the firm it was before. So, as far as I'm concerned, both of them got technically some money from me, but it's so much money, people. I don't even know what it's going to top. It might be close to maybe 500 to, who knows, maybe a billion by the time we get to this election. And that is just so much money that is sadly going to such a highly, and I don't even want to see these ads. These ads that we're forced to watch. I'm not exactly sure how much of the population is really undecided. I think a lot of the poll numbers that say undecided are those of us that don't want to be canceled or those of us to be continually bombarded with requests for donations and why we're supporting one candidate versus another. And so I think a lot of people say, I don't know yet, leave me alone. I know a lot of people who want to be apolitical are saying, I don't know. Look at how The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, regrets being so open about an endorsement of Biden and Kamala Harris. And boy, did he probably get a lot of blowback on that going, are you flipping kidding me? Really? Really? And so now he's like, I'm not going to do an endorsement. And maybe he will, you know, vote for Biden and Kamala, or maybe he'll vote for Trump. But he's like, I think I'm going to keep my political, political, affiliations to myself. And I, listen, this is America. We should be able to be, we should be able to be vocal. We should be able to be proud of who we support. I mean, there are individuals afraid to hold up an American flag. Are you kidding me? This is America. Be proud. But people feel that that's going to be a sign of something else. I mean, look at how many people are just praying that the hostages come back, that the hostages get released in Gaza, and who knows what state they're in, having been under Hamas imprisonment all these months after the October 7th massacre that killed, 1,200 Israelis and people of multiple countries. And I've seen people not want to say anything because they're afraid they're going to upset those who are pro-Palestine. Speak out. There's hostages that need to come home. It's okay. Don't let somebody try to twist the narrative. If you don't want innocent civilians in Gaza being hurt, you could say that too. Personally, I think that's Hamas's fault. You don't start a war and then run back and hide behind schools and hospitals and innocent civilians. I mean, you want to fight Israel, get out there on the battlefield. Protect your constituents, protect your people. But no, they're hiding behind them. And it's a mess. I don't want to see anybody die. I don't want to see anybody caught in this. Hamas, as well as some of the hostages, were taken by other Palestinians who sold them to Hamas, were selling people. So, I mean, where's the outcry? Where's babies beheaded, rapes, children being raped and their pelvises shattered? Where's the outcry from the world? And why isn't the world trying to get the hostages back? And but that's just where we are with politics right now. And you say something, it immediately gets twisted. You know, you want to protect women in sports, you know, and them being able to advance and achieve gold medals and achieve honors in sports, people accuse you of being anti-transgender. You're not anti-transgender if you're pro. People have been supporting women in sports now for decades. But that's what they try to label you. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Airline. airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. John Kirby, spokesperson for the White House National Security Council, informed reporters Friday that the administration is reviewing the findings of the investigation conducted by the Israeli government in regards to the deadly airstrikes on the World Central Kitchen convoy in Gaza. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said that his country will lose the war with Russia if the U.S. does not give them more military aid. House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a serious threat to his speakership, and he's being pushed hard to decide whether or not he will finally approve aid to Ukraine. He needs Democratic votes, but they would like aid to Israel tacked on to that Ukrainian aid package. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. These allergies are horrible. I say I love the spring. I think the spring is beautiful. I love seeing all the pastels and the flowers and the Easter colors and the Easter festivities and Passover and all that. But I got to tell you, man, my allergies stink. So if I sound a little nasally, I am sorry. Okay, so how many of you have had some issues with your Ozempic pen? And you have not been able to inject your medicine. You put the needle on it. You had the Ozempic needle on, whether it's your Ozempic or your Wegovy or your Mounjaro. And you did your injection. You held it in for I don't know how many seconds afterwards. And then a bunch of fluid came out. And you think, well, something's wrong with my needles. Well, some of you have told me that you have drunk the Ozempic. And you have licked it. And if you're having trouble with shots, why can't you eject the fluid from the pen and drink it? Do not drink your weight loss drug that's injectable. Okay. The reason why it's an injectable form is because it won't survive oral. Remember, these drugs are supposed to last a week. They last a week. There are oral forms of semaglutide and you know, such as Rybelsus, and those are oral, but they're oral formulations that have certain protections and coatings, so it gets rid of your stomach acid. So please do not drink your Ozempic. It's not designed for that. I understand it's a liquid. You know, people lick liquid. You think maybe it'll help. And people are, I mean, they're using this like a drug. I mean, it falls on the ground. They're licking the ground. Don't be doing that, people. I understand it's expensive. I understand it's expensive, and I understand for some of you it is causing amazing weight loss power to you, but please don't drink it. Now, don't get confused with what is called Ozempic. Apparently, circulating social media is a drink called Ozempic, where people are drinking a certain drink that is supposed to cause weight loss very similar, if not better, to Ozempic. I think somebody said you will lose 40 pounds in 2 months if you do Ozempic. So what is Ozempic? Well, all right, I looked at the ingredients here. According to Eat This, Not That, Ozempic is the latest weight loss craze. It is a homemade drink consisting of 1/2 cup of rolled oats, 1 cup of water, and juice from 1/2 lime. They blend the ingredients and consume the oat drink in place of a meal. Now, it is not very tasty, but we're talking about oats with some fruit juice, no sugar, and water. And they're calling it Ozempic. Fans say its weight loss efficacy equals that to Ozempic, but no high cost. So, you know, is it worth trying? Apparently, it's about 150 calories per serving, and it's a recipe of oats and lime juice. If you could eat a bowl of oats and drink a glass of water, and have maybe some lime or an orange, you know, for breakfast. That could be a fairly healthy breakfast. I don't like the idea, though, of doing meal substitutes with this promise of you're going to lose as much weight as Ozempic. The reason why people are losing weight with Ozempic is Ozempic either makes people feel full, or what I am more commonly seeing is people feel sick. They feel sick on the medicine, so they're afraid to eat. The more they eat, the more sick they feel. All right? That, I don't think, is the healthiest way to lose weight. I don't think it's the most practical. When you lose weight, you need to be able to have consistency, longevity. You can't just feel sick. And remember what I told you. If you feel sick on Ozempic or Wegovy or Zepbound or Mounjaro, that could be a sign of renal issues, of pancreas issues, gallbladder issues. That might not just be a primary side effect of the medication. That could be something secondary going on as a result of the medication. So if at all you feel sick and disgusted and feel like you're going to just be vomiting on the medicine, that's not the way it's supposed to work. But that's how it's working for people. That's how these stars are losing so much weight so rapidly, because they are so afraid to eat. Well, you can't be chronically nauseous. That's not healthy. So what about drinking a drink with some oats? Well, if it's oats, okay, and you're still getting your nutrition, and you're going to make sure you still have, you know, all your four food groups, and you're getting your vegetables in and your protein in throughout the day, and you're eating, I think oats are a fantastic way to satiate you, give you some fiber, and help you start your day. So making this, and calling it Oat Zempic, it's cute. It's some interesting marketing, and I wouldn't be surprised if Quaker Oats decides to jump on something like this. But we're going to start to see, I think, we're going to see a lot of creativity in the weight loss world. Because you're going to have many individuals who fail on Ozempic. You're going to have the individuals who do well. They're going to get super skinny, like we've already seen a lot of stars. Although I'd like to see, by the way, I'd like to see some allergy, some things for allergy breakthroughs in that, please. Going back to weight loss, we're going to have a huge amount of individuals who have either lost weight initially or they just can't take the Ozempic or Wegovy, Mounjaro, Zepbound. It's either too expensive, there's not enough of it, or they just can't tolerate the side effects. They are going to start gaining their weight back. That's why I bought some stock at Weight Watchers, because I think people are going to circle back around and go back. I think people are going to be so desperate. Once they lose that weight and they have pictures of themselves and they wore that bikini and they bought the new clothes and now they're not fitting in them anymore because they had to go off of the medication. Because, again, we don't know how long you could be on this medicine for. I think some of the clinical studies looked at, 65 weeks, maybe 172 weeks. I don't know if we have enough studies on being on this lifelong. I don't know if your body could tolerate it. I don't know if your body starts to, if you start getting used to it and the weight staves off. We should have data from our diabetics, but the diabetics were using their medication to manage their diabetes. You know, the weight loss was kind of so we have some good data. I just don't know if it's going to be enough for what we need. But there's going to be individuals going, I got to find something to keep me satiated. I told you guys that I actually noticed that when I get nauseous, I don't want to eat. Before Ozempic and all of that, I said my husband had some eggs, and I didn't like the smell of the eggs. But when I took a whiff of it, I didn't want to eat. So every time I wanted to eat, and I lost like 10 pounds because I didn't want to eat because of that. And I think we're all going to be creative and learn ways to manage this. Some people did dry January, dry February. They're like, you know what? I could avoid the alcohol. I'm just going to, or Lent. People lost weight during Lent. Passover's coming up. People are going to lose weight, avoiding the carbs during Passover, even though some carbs you could still have. But you can't have anything that used yeast. So Oat Zempic, be careful. What I don't want is people using it as a meal substitute three times a day. You want to have a bowl of oats. Power to you. I think that's fantastic. You want to substitute a burger and fries with a smoothie, a vegetable smoothie. I don't mind that. Just watch what's going in there. My worry is people can't drink it because it tastes like crap, so they're going to add sugar. And then they're going to add extra stuff. And it's going to start becoming something that is unhealthy. But, so hopefully, we learn to figure out how to control our weight, not necessitating the dependence on these weight loss drugs. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it seems like every day in the news you hear of some squatter and some issue with squatters. And it's like, well, is it just the news that's covering it now? No, it's looking like the numbers really are up. Once the word got out that individuals if they take over an abandoned house or a house where somebody's on vacation for a long term or a longer time, or they're going to take care of a mother in Florida, so they're leaving their home in Connecticut temporarily, or the snowbirds who come down to the south in the winter and then go back up and leave their southern home in the summer. Now people are starting to get a little nervous. Well, and according to New York City statistics, public squatting or squatting is now up 20% over the past 2 years. They say the bungled approach to COVID was part of the problem. With eviction moratoriums and things like that, it gave people opportunities. We've spoken about that on our show. But also, the rise of illegal immigrants. They say there's been a crew of illegal immigrant criminals who took up residence in a Bronx area. And then there was a Queens scammer who tried to steal a $2 million house out from under their elderly couple and disabled son. And the legal obscurities, the lack of protections from owners are getting ridiculous. And then another Queens homeowner got arrested when she tried to get the squatter to leave. And then another duo sued their legal owners, saying they tried to use a Shake Shack receipt as proof of tenancy. And apparently there's laws that protect the squatter more than the landowner. And many of you are slowly starting to make that shift from going back up north, because many snowbirds who live in southern Nevada and Arizona, et cetera, are like, look, okay, my home was great. Now I'm going to leave it. A neighbor is going to keep an eye on it. There's only so much a neighbor could do. And people know how to sneak into houses. You have got to make sure you have proper supervision. I understand they could take away the cameras and things like that, or they could find blind spots. But if you have an unwatched property, somebody has to watch it. Now, these management companies, home management companies and rent management companies might provide some help. You're going to have to pay them. But they could provide some help and possible some legal recourse if a squatter moves in under their watch. But we really are, things like this make me as an American and living in a democracy nervous, because you have a right to your property. And if somebody takes your property, it's stealing. If somebody moves into your property, sells your belongings, destroys your property, and won't leave when you ask them nicely. Okay, that is stealing. That is breaking the law. And laws have been manipulated to go, well, no, actually, you went to Florida to help your elderly parent for a while. They took over the house. Did they upkeep it? Did they pay the taxes? Did they pay the mortgage on it? Nope. I mean, I think the law should be pretty cut and dry. You know, taking over an abandoned property that wasn't there, that nobody is claiming, fixing it up, making it a productive property, growing crops, paying the property taxes on it. Yeah, you've been there for 10, 15, 20 years. It's yours. But stealing someone's apartment, someone's home, for 10 days, and I understand the laws don't necessarily say 10 days, but after 10 days, in some places, it makes it very difficult. And, you know, I would love to buy a rental property. I don't really have one now. I did years ago so I could have a place for my father, because I assumed he was sick and he didn't want to go and get himself checked out, and then he ended up dying of a heart attack before, you know, I could have him move out. We had tenants, and luckily we sold that before the whole COVID thing, because I don't know what we would have done during an eviction moratorium. And again, I would not have wanted to evict somebody, but if they were getting money, if people were getting money to not work and they were getting the unemployment plus the extra $600 a week, they were getting that money to pay the rent. And if they weren't, I'd have a problem with that. And so when you hear that these migrants are trying to find places to live, and there's tons of abandoned houses and abandoned homes. Many people have rental properties, or they're just not home. Or they, I don't know why. I mean, you would think every single living residence would be occupied, but it's not. And I think migrants could figure it out. You could tell by the mail. You could tell by the flyers that are at their door. You could tell by the leaves. It's pretty easy. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that someone's not living there. They move in. They take it over. When the owners do finally come back and you're there and you have some fake lease drawn up, now you got to spend legal fees and take it to the courts. Scary stuff. So if you do have a piece of property, you're about to leave because you're a snowbird, you know, make sure you do what you need to protect it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The 99-cent stores, they've been around as long as I can remember. And these 99-cent stores, from what I'm hearing, are calling it quits. They are going to be closing, I think, all their locations. Why? Theft? Unable to make a profit? Inflation? You can't sell something for 99 cents anymore. Isn't the Dollar Tree going to sell things for $5 and $7 in some aisles? You just can't do it. And so Mike Simoncic, interim chief executive officer of 99 Cent Store, said it was an extremely difficult decision, not the outcome we hope to achieve, but they are shutting 371 locations in four states. Why? Inflation and theft. The unprecedented impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, shifted consumer demand, persistent inflationary pressures, rising levels of shrink, an industry term that means an inventory loss to shoplifting. We don't want to say theft, so they say shrink. Employee theft, shoplifting, administrative errors. It's sad because these 99-cent stores are helping those of lower income. The more these stores, the more Walmart closes, the more these fast food places have to stop their 99-cent menu, the more people of lower income need more help, need access to things that are cheap. And I remember getting a loaf of bread for 59 cents. And that was probably about 20 years ago. Bread is $5 now. Are you kidding me? And so now I have gone into 99-cent stores. I'm not a fan because a lot of the things were still above 99 cents. And by the time I got out of there, I did spend about $30, $40. So I'm like, you know what? I might as well go to Walmart. But, I don't know how these companies survive with people stealing. And how do you do it when you have to raise wages? And it's funny because when we first saw Dollar Tree, 99-cent store, you're like, okay, wow, that's pretty gutsy to be able to sell something and promise they're going to sell it at that level. It's a matter of time. So, I hate to see something like that happen. And they've already been starting to liquidate. In fact, people are running to try to get some, deals. But, it hurts those individuals, the Dollar Tree's closing 1,000 stores. It hurts those people who relied on that to get some cheap plates and things and party favors. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.